Welcome to Talk. Oh, now I'm on. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talk Line. It's September 4th. Is it September 4th, Gabby? Yeah, September 4th. This is Talk Line. We're on from 10 to 11:30, and this is the show that you can call in and share any of your opinions, viewpoints, news, announcements, gratitude, whatever you would like to share. I'm Diane McGachran. You're whomever you are, and our lines are open, although I think a caller is coming on. I'm going to give you the numbers real quick. They're 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And our first caller this morning is Christina from Donlin Gold. Good morning, Christina. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How's everything in Bethel?
Everything's really nice right now.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Are you calling from Anchorage? Are you calling from Anchorage?
I am. I'm in Anchorage.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I am. So.
Cool.
Thank you. Vernon, Shemalderia, and Colleen Leroux were in Bethel, and we have a couple folks that will also be helping next week. But I wanted to call in and talk about our household waste and e-waste backhaul project Bethel event happening next Wednesday.
Oh, cool. Go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you. So we're collecting household materials. Think of things like televisions, computer monitors, laptops, cell phones, small appliances like toasters and coffee makers, basically anything that has a plug or takes a battery or fluorescent bulbs. So we're collecting those in Bethel on September 9th. And we've been doing this over a number of years and in partnership with ABCP and ONC, the city of Bethel, all of the tribal entities of the communities outlined that sent materials to Bethel already. So, for example, Kwikluk and Paskiak and Akiak and Napaimute, Red Devil, Fleetmute, they've already sent materials into Bethel by barge or by plane. Partnership with Grant by plane, we really appreciate them providing the transport into Bethel. After the materials are brought into Bethel, we will be properly packaging them for transport to Anchorage or Seattle to properly dispose of them. This is an opportunity to get rid of materials that would otherwise end up in a landfill or just sit in folks' yards.
Or, may I say, Christine, sometimes they end up sitting right next to a dumpster, which they should not. They should be in the dump, or they should be with your household waste program here. But sometimes, yeah, they're sitting next to a dumpster.
Yeah. No, it's true, and there's just not sometimes not a good place to put these materials. So we are excited about this multi-year program. We're hopeful that in addition to sponsoring the ice road this winter, again, that we'll be able to collect even more waste by using the ice road. And the barging partner that we had for this summer was the Napaimute tribe and their new barge that has been only, I think, in operation for a month or two now. So it's been a terrific in-region partnership. And we have been practicing COVID protocol strictly, and we appreciate the tribes who have helped us to keep people separate. You know, they did all of the collection so that there weren't big gatherings in communities. But if you don't mind, there's a couple things I did want to say about the event on Wednesday in that thread.
Yeah.
So it starts at 9 o'clock, and it goes until 5 o'clock on Wednesday. And we ask people to wear a mask. It's going to be a drive-through, so it's going to be at the ABCP lot, and so ABCP will be helping us to manage that, and we will have masks available as well. We usually do a barbecue this year. That's not possible with health concerns, so we partner with AC. We want to thank them for partnering with us for the lunches, but we'll have individual box lunches available for people as they drop materials off.
Huh.
We will be doing some really great door prizes, and we'll be giving people tickets in their car as they come by, so you do not need to be present to win. So we'll help fill them out so people don't have to touch pens or anything like that. So we're excited we can do this event. It's going to take everybody working together, and we just appreciate everybody coming out and bringing their appliances, small appliances, and other materials to get rid of these from our communities.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, it's really nice the way it's set up, that it's kind of fun, and you can get prizes, and you get a free lunch, right? So can you just list real quick some of the items that people might bring? Like you said, small appliances. Is there a limit on what size object it would be? Just some other examples.
Great question. So a couple things. I'm going to start with a local contact, and that's Rose Kalistuk with ADCP, and her number is 543-7373. And there are also posters all over town, so folks can take a look for those. But the things that we are accepting are kind of smaller appliances, so laptops, toasters, coffee makers, televisions, computer monitors, computer towers. And we just say most anything that has a plug or takes a battery or fluorescent bulb. So that's the kind of the description. Mm-hmm. We are asking folks to not bring large appliances like washers and dryers. Things like that are a little more challenging for us to manage right now in this interesting time of pulling the materials together. And we also want to thank Alaska Marine Lines for partnering us on the transport, and Delta Backhaul, who is doing and has done for years the proper disposal and collection and processing of these materials in Alaska and outside of Alaska.
Okay.
So again, Rose Kalistuk at ADCP 543-7373. And this is the Diamond Gold Backhaul Project, and our theme is In It for the Long Haul.
In It for the Long Haul with a backhaul. All right.
Backhaul, yeah.
Well, thank you, Christina. That sounds like a really great event. Next Wednesday, 9 to 5 at the AVCP parking lot. Which parking lot? AVCP has a couple of locations. Do you know, you happen to know which one?
I don't. Can I call you back and give you that specific information? Maybe you can just mention it later.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time today, and everybody have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. All right. Goodbye. Okay, next we're going to go to John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Morning. How are you doing, Diane?
Fine.
Christine, she never mentioned nothing about water sampling. They do continuous water sampling, don't they?
Oh, I don't know about that. You mean as a project, a Donlin project?
Yeah, within that project they're doing now.
Oh, you mean at the mining site?
Yeah, where she's supposed to be informative to the public.
Oh, but she was just calling in to talk about next Wednesday's event where they're going to take small appliances and things that people would normally throw away. They're going to backhaul them. You know, they're going to collect them and take them, haul them out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to thank ONC for giving out their care package deal for the fuel and the grub that people are going out hunting there.
Yeah,
that's really nice of them, because a lot of people around here is, during this time of the crisis, the prices of gas and all the grub seem to jump up, you know.
Yeah.
Using that as an excuse. But anyway, I'd like to thank them for doing that to the shareholders of ONC that need to have these items to go out hunting. You know, it's really good subsistence for them. Healthy food.
That's right.
And another thing, I'd like to thank Jim Pete Jr., His son got a moose, and they gave us a brisket. Boy, that was nice. I mean, he's going to be a good hunter. I heard there's a lot of good moose around here. I heard what I've been hearing is a lot of young ones been caught.
Mm. And wow.
Another thing, I was listening to the research on the scientific program on the fish spawning here in Alaska. Anyway, I was hearing that a lot of them around the region of Alaska are growing smaller in length. You know what I mean? Not maturing much.
Yeah.
What they've been saying was they're going out to the ocean where they mature more and they get bigger in the ocean. And then they start spawning up the river after, you know, they get their certain adult size.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they were saying all the fish are small, like jack salmon, chinook. They were wondering, what's going on with the ocean is being polluted because they ain't staying there long enough to mature. They're going right back. Makes you wonder what's going on. That's how come I used to blame the fishery down in, where they have the fishery down in bypasses. And it, I was wrong in certain point because some of that, as they were doing research, they were wondering why that was. It's not only them, it's other factors that were involved in that. So they're trying to look into that. So people are wondering how come we were getting so much jack salmon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, they're doing research on this. I want to thank everyone who listened to our this program here. I always get a lot of nice compliments. I bet you do too, Diane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I want to tell them people I appreciate their comments when they say things that they are involved in that they like to hear, and I appreciate them. And when they come and acknowledge that to me, makes me feel good. That makes me want to research that much more and be on Talk Line.
Cool. Oh, that's I like when people bring the research. That's
feedback.
Good.
Feedback, yeah. You know, it's good like that. And makes you
definitely
feel good because people are listening.
Yeah.
And I want to wish everyone a please safe weekend. And when you're hunting, please be careful. Know what you're shooting at and have it enjoyable. Take all your trash home or burn it on site because you want the land pristine as you first landed there.
Nice.
You know, and it's good for you and the nature.
Yeah. That's good. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. And everyone, please wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. And be careful on blind corners. Please don't speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Yeah. Bye.
Hey. Okay. We're going to go to Al Gross from Anchorage. Good morning, Dr. Gross.
Yeah, good morning, Diane. It's great to be on KYUK again, and good morning to all the people of Bethel and the YK area. Our campaign is going really, really well. We're neck and neck. There's a poll out that shows that we are tied with Dan Sullivan right now. We've added Tanya Jimmy to our team, and Jackie Cleveland and Michelle Spark are also representatives.
Oh, my goodness. Now, those women, wow.
Yeah, we've got a great team, and we're going to be sending some really, really cool berry buckets out to your area and face masks. And if anybody wants to get involved with the campaign, please reach out to any one of those three.
Mm-hmm.
But I was happy to see that $13 million was made available through ONC to the residents out there through the CARES Act. And it really looks like you guys are doing a great job defending yourselves against COVID-19. And with the lack of federal leadership, it seems like ABCP and YKHC, ONC, and the city of Bethel have really stepped up and they're doing a great job keeping COVID out of town. So I'm proud of that. And I'm really listening and learning as we go along the path in this campaign, and I look forward to meeting you all and learning from you all.
Yeah. Now, how you know, to get to the most important thing, how will those berry buckets be distributed?
Well, I think you'll have to ask Tanya and Jackie and Michelle.
Okay, I'll text Michelle and find out how they're coming.
Yeah, I haven't personally seen them yet. I just heard a lot about them, and they're really nice, according to Michelle.
Okay, yes, I trust that.
And it's an exciting time of year. Everybody's out hunting. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm not because I'm campaigning. But I wish everybody luck getting their moose and caribou. And I suppose there's probably still a lot of silvers in the rivers. So good luck on that, too.
Yeah, thank you. You know, you mentioned, you make a good point that your comment that without federal leadership, the local organizations in our small town have had to really mobilize, and they have, and it has been really great. And if you were elected as senator, what kind of projects would you work on to take some of the pressure off of local groups having to step up so hard and, you know, to put it, ease that on a federal level?
Yeah, first of all, this wouldn't be such a big problem if we had better federal leadership, and federal leadership led by example. And Trump and the administration have been in denial of this whole COVID pandemic almost since it started, and continue to be. And so people are not doing what they should be doing, which is wearing masks and socially distancing. And so I think Unfortunately, it's come down to places like Bethel standing up for themselves to keep it out of town.
Mm-hmm.
When I get to the Senate, I'll make sure that if and when a vaccine is developed, that it isn't released until it's safe.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we don't hurt people with this vaccine. And I know that there's a big rush to get this out on the market, but we need to consider public safety first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. We have some other callers lined up. Good to hear from you. Feel free to call again if you would like. And I'm looking for the berry buckets.
Yeah, well, they are on their way. And, good hunting to everybody, and have a great morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I know we've stepped up out here. We've really stepped up, and I'm proud of that. And individuals have stepped up, too, and I think that's important. I do want to, when they called about the AVCP disposing your appliances, the lot they're talking about is that construction lot.
Which one is that?
That's the one past Swanson's where they...
By the river?
Yeah, where they store their inventory and stuff.
Well, good to
know.
They're
going to have signs and stuff. You'll see a big freezer van there filling up. And I mean, they'll have it set up with whatever they do. I mean, that's where they do a lot of their...
But if we know where it is, then it saves people having to drive up to the blue buildings near the post office.
Well, there's
or
signs,
is it down by...
There's signs, and I don't do Facebook, but there's signs around town pretty much say where it's at. And that's the big... And people know that's where to go for AVCP environmental events.
Yeah. I guess I'm the only one who has no idea. So okay. I'm glad to know it's by the lot by the river, because I have a couple of items. So thank you.
Yeah, I'll bring stuff there, too. Speaking about down by the river, tomorrow the Bethel Friends of Canine is doing a food truck pop-up. Starts at 11, runs till the food runs out. They anticipate around 2 or 3. And it's got lots of really, really good food with side dishes. Most of them are like $15 or $20, or you can get individual hot dogs or whatever for $5. And then there's the desserts, which are $5 each, and Nancy Elliott is back from her knee surgery, so it's going to be all those cakes we missed from No Bingo and Potabs, you know, all those cakes that she makes, going to be different ones there. So it's tomorrow, and... it supports the Friends of Canine. You know, there hasn't been that many fundraisers. This is social distancing and masks, and you can have a picnic by the river or eat in your car or take your food home. And today at 4 o'clock, we're doing another produce giveaway. It's not going to be in front of the Library Culture Center. They pretty much kicked us out because of COVID liability concerns. But we do have people masked and social distancing, but so be it. I didn't argue with them too much. So we're going to have it behind the Lions Club. And it's for, this one is a different grant with different requirements, and it's Myers Farm local produce, really delicious stuff. And it's for veterans, elders, and food bank eligible. And if you know someone isolating from the COVID, it's come by and pick up a box for them. And this is really good food. The carrots, I could smell them through my mask. Really flavorful.
Oh, wow.
And the turnips are really sweet. And this is local farming, local produce, local support. And it's made possible through a diabetes grant. And, again, it starts at 4. And we want it, because it's lack of space, we want to try to do it curbside. And those that come in for food bank knows how that works. So I'm going to explain it real briefly. When you turn in to go to Lions Club, go right and go down that dirt parking lot of search and rescue. Go down that, and we'll line you up, and then you drive across the street when we flag you in, and you come over, and we throw the box in your car, and then you can drive off. And that's how we do food bank, and that's been working out really well. And food bank's once a month, third Saturday of each month. So anyway, this is today at 4, produce giveaway, Myers Farm produce giveaway, really good food. And
where's the location on that again?
Lions Club.
Oh, you're going to, okay. You can,
but you turn in like you're going to search and rescue.
Yeah.
Instead,
and do and a
loop around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, good.
And we really enjoyed doing this, and I'm looking for other ideas and other things for giveaway because a lot of people really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And later on we'll try to get some other things going, but AC did write another grant at the headquarters. They're the ones that made all that produce dairy prior to this possible. And they're writing another grant. In 3 or 4 weeks it'll get approved, and then I'm going to have to look for another big location to do those events at. So I'll be calling around.
Mm-hmm.
I might call AVCP and ask for their using their lot, because that's a big area. Some big area where we can really do all this. Because the last week when we did it, it was epic. It was a grand finale.
And it was a grand finale.
More than 500 households, and I multiplied it out to the people because I always ask how many live with you. And well, I don't get names. I just get numbers. Anyway, I asked how many live with you, and I calculated it out. It was more than 20. More than 2,200, somewhere around there. I mean, that's 1/4 the population of Bethel.
Right.
We
yeah.
served last week.
Wow.
Now, we don't have that much produce with Myers Farm, but we do have a good bunch to make this a real good event, and it's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you, Susan.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. All right, so there's Myers Farm organic food boxes that'll be part of distribution tomorrow in the Lions Club parking lot. All right. Thank you, Susan, for that. Okay, our lines are open. So and so is our email. So you're welcome to email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your email over the air. You can remain anonymous with both your emails and your calls. And you can dial us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also use our 800 number, 800-995-8954. And I think we have Susan, maybe the same Susan or a different Susan.
Yeah, you mentioned the program
oh, okay.
was tomorrow. It's today.
I'm sorry. I know. Thank you.
It's today.
thank you for being a good listener.
Because
I wasn't. Yeah, it's today. Sorry. Today. Yes.
Today. Tomorrow's the food truck fundraiser. Today is the produce giveaway.
Okay,
all right,
sorry.
Thank you.
I mixed things up. All right. Good. All right. Good. I'm glad she called back. So it is today is the Myers Farm produce box giveaway. All right. So, again, our lines are open if you'd like to call in and share anything, opinions. I'm going to take a call from Bethel, here in Bethel, from Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Not just Bethel, it's beautiful downtown
well,
Bethel.
I was going to let you say that, though, because you always say it. So I was leaving it to you.
It's my hometown.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm getting ready to make a move to Anchorage. I'm going to have some kind of sale tomorrow at 186 Slew. Maybe everything goes. You never know.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you know, if I can work with my employer, which is the construction crew with Kanik. If I can get tomorrow off, I really want tomorrow off so I can do a barbecue. I'll be serving hot dogs for $3 and hamburgers for $5 and cow beef for $7 to go along with the barbecue, I mean to the sale, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it sounds like it will be a fun event as long as we get rid of a lot of the stuff.
You're going to have like a real fancy garage sale.
Yeah, and whatever we ask for, there's nothing wrong with, you know, talking us down because we're better than the pawn shop, you know,
Yeah,
if I ask for 50, you offer 40, I may take it just like that.
Well, now careful. Now you'll have everybody doing that.
Yeah, because that's what a move involves is.
True.
Making sure you're having everything gone and someone gets what they need.
That's really
yeah.
nice. I like those kind of garage sales. Good for you.
And the most important thing I call to say is I'm so glad that my mom has you as her friend.
Oh.
You know, she's not bored on Saturdays, which is tomorrow.
No.
So you always take her out and let her enjoy the outdoors, whether it's sunny or not.
Well, we have a lot of fun.
Even, even wintertime, you take her out so she's not stuck at home. And while I'm gone, I hope you continue to do that because I love my mom. She's not anybody else's but mine. I hope my siblings are listening because, she's my mom.
Okay, a fight's going to break out.
You know, Bethel Police Department, I don't know what the four-wheelers and the ATVs and those other kind of weird four-wheel machines are doing. Seem like they're supposed to be on the side of the road, but they're running around like vehicles, and if they get into an accident, they're uninsured. So I don't know what you guys plan to do with future use of the newly paved road.
Oh, it's going to get tricky.
When those flaggers are out there, you know, I might be one of them. You can honk or you can wave or slow down is the most important. You know, you can't drive like you're going to put out a fire across town like an emergency vehicle. You have to slow down.
Right. Yeah. I think people are feeling probably excited with how smooth the road is. Like you can actually go fast.
Yeah, I'm heading out to the airport now, not because I have to pick up something or drop off something or pick up anybody or go anywhere. Because the road is so nice, I'm just driving. That's how nice it is.
Sightseeing in Bethel.
Yeah, Nicholson's and Vitus are probably having a good time with lots of people paying for gas because we're doing more running around than we usually do.
It's a lot easier to drive on the roads, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if you have vehicle repairs done, hopefully it'll last you for a year before the potholes start showing up again. Not that they will, but they did a really good job this year.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed working with them, and I hope everything will work out on my move because, you know, it takes a lot of planning to have a successful move.
Yeah.
I can admit, like, in my younger day, if I had an argument with my employer on Wednesday, I was so dumb where I could just say, we're moving, and then we're on a flight that following Friday or Saturday, leaving Bethel. Mm-hmm. That's how sporadic or erratic or whatever I was back then. No planning, just go. But this year, not today, this move, I'm planning everything, you know, planning everything. So I hope it'll be a good move overall. Anyway, moving sale tomorrow. I have nothing else to say, but I'm really glad that Bethel is the way it is. People are so nice. There are a few, one or two finger pointers, but that's their problem, not mine.
No. Yeah.
Okay, have a good day, and if there's any other source of wisdom you want, I can answer any question you have because that's what I do.
I know. Well, we're going to go. We're going to get ready to go to break right now, but
okay,
it's sure I'll nice to hear from
listening.
You.
And yeah. I'm a long-time listener, and I haven't called in months. So
or
I'm
weeks.
Glad I called. Yeah.
A week.
But while I'm in Anchorage, I'll be sure and touch base.
Oh, I hope you will.
My people here.
Yes.
In beautiful downtown Bethel.
Thank you,
bye.
Wilson. Have a great afternoon. We're going to go to a short station break. You know, time to wash hands, do a little wipe down if you can, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Talk Line on 640 AM.
If you're an older adult or have a serious chronic medical condition, make sure to put distance between yourself and others to help reduce your risk of being exposed to COVID-19. Stay home as much as possible. Have enough household items and groceries on hand. Monitor your health and stay in touch with your doctor. And here's some advice for everyone. Check in on your friends and neighbors. We're all in this together. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
I'm Anna Komulainen from Bethel, and this is public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivac, and 91.9 FM in Aniak.
This is Michaela from Gusuk. You're tuned into KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivac, and 91.9 FM in Aniak.
Waka waka, my name is Jacob Hooper. I listen to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska on the internet at kyuk.org.
Hi, this is Bonnie. And this is Catherine from ABCP Housing.
I listen to KYUK 640 AM from Bethel, Alaska
on KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivac and on 91.9 FM in Aniak.
Public media for Alaska's Yukon, Kuskokwim Delta.
Welcome back to the show. It looks like we have open lines and open emails. I'm going to read a couple Tundra Drum announcements for you. The City of Bethel Public Works Department will be starting lagoon discharge operations Monday, this coming Monday, September 7th, for about 4 to 5 weeks. Oh, my goodness, the discharging. I live near enough that I know when the discharge is happening. For all elders, all veterans, and all food bank eligible. Oh, this is what Susan was just calling in about. This Friday, September 4th, today, there will be a Myers Farm produce giveaway behind Bethel Lions Club from 4 until 5 or till they run out. Masks and social distancing will be mandatory. This giveaway is made possible by the YKHC Diabetes Department. Wow, that's awesome. Myers Farm is organic produce, and so that'll be really nice. And now I think the music's playing in the background, and that's okay. If just letting people in the booth know that. Okay, for all... Oh, I'm sorry. Iopran is seeking volunteer tutors for this school year. Please contact Atan Winkleman. I wonder if that's... Okay. At the district office, 543-4851, 543-4851, and leave your name and number if you would like to volunteer at Iopran. Okay. There was a bundle of keys found behind the United Pentecostal Church. If you lost some keys behind the Pentecostal Church, you can call 545-1945. So that is some of your Tundra Drum announcements. And our lines are open, so you're welcome to call. I think we have another caller lined up here. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. So we have an anonymous caller. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of changing the subject, but I have a concern of these two marijuana stores here, two of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're open, I don't know, for a long time, every day. And we see on TV what marijuana is. And it, just like alcohol, when a person is driving, it messes up their, direction.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they, why do we have two of them and they're open, I don't know, 12 hours a day or something like that?
No, I think they're open every day, even Sunday, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where are our city leaders to say something about them? We got to think about our children, about these things, because I know and experience and see what marijuana can do to a person. So I'm really against that.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them open. I mean, we don't go to their places and sell our stuff that, I don't know, that ruins lives.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if people take them, not, you know, very much, that probably is okay, but, you know, here in this Delta, our people abuse it. A lot of them abuse it. And that's really hard on us Native people to deal with this. It's really sad for us. And thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Okay, our lines are open if you would like to call in, or you can email us as well, and I'll give the, I'm just getting, oh, there it is, wait, oh, there it is. I was going to check the weather for you. for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, tonight it's mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, lows in the upper 30s to upper 40s, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not reading the right weather. That was the weather for Wednesday, and it looks like I don't have the weather for, I don't have the weather for today. So I apologize for that. Anyway, so we have open lines, and there's a lot of different things going on, as probably people know in Bethel. The city of Bethel passed an ordinance mandating masks in public places and mandatory testing at the airport. Or if you arrive from Anchorage, you can show documentation that you have a negative test within the last, 72 hours of flying to Bethel. It's advised that in taking the test at the airport, you also quarantine until you get your negative test result. All right, and it takes about 3 to 4 days. If you're positive, you will know within 3 or 4 days. Okay, so Gisela from the National Wildlife Refuge is on the line. Good morning, and make sure I said your name right. Is it Gisela or Gisela?
Good morning. Yes, Gisela Chapa here with the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for allowing me the time to check in. I just wanted to just make a couple of announcements, reminders, really. So just wanted to remind everybody that even though our visitor center is closed in response to the COVID pandemic, we're still available, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have, or at least direct your questions to the right person so that you can be helped. So if you wouldn't mind, you can still call us at 543-3151, and or if anybody wants any more information specifically on what the refuge is doing right now, my number is 543-1004. And along those lines, this is also an invitation to the public so that, you know, despite the fact that our visitor center is closed, we're still active on social media, on Facebook. So it's an invitation for the public to visit us virtually on Facebook at Yukon Delta Refuge. And I would love for the public to drop us a line and tell us more about what you'd want to see virtually about the refuge. So our reminder about our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/YukonDeltaRefuge. And lastly, I have a reminder on the BIA site. Athna Global is conducting a cleanup on the site to demo existing structures that contain hazardous materials like asbestos, lead, and PCB. So at the moment, they're focusing on abatement of the hazardous materials, but once that is complete, then the demolition work will continue. So the project is expected to last through October 15th. So this is a reminder for folks to stay off the site. It's not open for safety reasons, and if for any reason anybody is requesting access for official purposes, they can contact Nathan Stevens at 907-343-9269 with Athna Global.
Now, Gisela, do you happen to know if once the buildings have been removed, will the land be safe for people? Like, because people will probably go up there after October 15th. Will it be safe to do so, or will the demolitions have stirred things up on the ground?
I think this is the first step of in the cleanup process. I think that I'm not the one actually handling the project, and so what I've been informed is that at some point after the demolition of the buildings has been complete, there's more work to be done so that, you know, it's safe for the public to go back to the site.
Oh, okay. So as well as dealing with the buildings, they're dealing with the whole and kind of the environment up there.
That is the intent.
Okay, I got you. All right. Have you been up there to visit? Because I know you're fairly new here, right?
Yes. I was able to go out there yesterday, and
okay.
I took some pictures.
Yes.
I have pictures that I can also share with folks. I can also post them on Facebook if people are interested. So again, it's an invitation. I wanted to invite the public to engage through Facebook. Just because of logistics right now, we can continue to provide information through Facebook, and I would love to hear from folks and see if they want pictures of the BIA site and how that work is progressing. We'd be very happy to share through Facebook or any other platforms.
Okay, good. You know, when you went out there yesterday and you saw the tall, they look like giant water tanks, but that's not what they were, but those really tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hangout. The top of those are like been hangout spots. they are quote unquote view decks, so to speak. But they're not supposed to be. But that's how they have been used in the past. So those days are gone.
Yeah, thank you so much for allowing me to share these updates.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, okay. We're going to go to John Carter from EEC. Good morning, John. John Carter from EEC?
Yes, good morning. This is Michael John Carter. I'm calling from EEC, Alaska.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Just opened the radio talk show on talk show, and I heard the same mentioned that whenever somebody comes in from Anchorage, that person must tell the tester that he's negative. And does that person still have to be quarantined for 15 days?
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that last part again. Oh, quarantine for how long?
Yeah. I'm calling over there because I'm perplexed and confused on one thing, and that is whenever somebody comes in from Anchorage, maybe the vessel to the villages.
Yeah.
Does that person still have to be quarantined for 15 months, even though he says upon arrival, seeing the testers, they're in vessel that he's negative.
Okay, so I hope somebody will call in if they have clarifying information. But if somebody flies in from Anchorage, and if they don't, they've not tested before coming, it's mandatory that they test at the Bethel Airport.
No, no.
And then before they go to their village.
Suppose they come in from Anchorage,
yeah,
to Bethel.
Yeah.
And I tell the testers there that I'm negative. That do I still have to be quarantined for 15 days?
Oh, it's 12 days. It's 14 days. And if you have a negative test, no, you will not have to do that.
Yeah, okay. Already, the other thing is that coming from Bethel, because I go, like every time I go into Bethel, come back to return to villages, I have to be quarantined for 15 days. It never used to before. People walk around as if nothing happened.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, John.
Alrighty. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I think there's different, it's very hard to get a clear picture of the testing, the quarantining, traveling from Anchorage to Bethel and then back to a village, or if you're traveling and you're somebody who works 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and you're coming in for your 2 weeks on, but then you still have to quarantine a little part of that 2 weeks that you're on in order to provide the most amount of safety to everyone. So maybe someone from YK can call and just, or the city of Bethel can just clarify the mandatory testing and what the expectations are of people who travel to Bethel. Okay. So, it's really important to try to get that clarity, because people start going in a lot of different directions with this. And right now we have some mandatory policies that are important. So we're going to go to Tom Leonard from Chillista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
Well, I just wanted to focus today's call from Chillista about the U.S. Census. And
yeah,
they've advertised that it's going to be ending early, so it's more important now than ever to get your response in if you haven't done so. So we had a call with some Alaska Counts census people this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they estimate about 36.2% of people in the YK have self-responded so far. So we really need to get that number up. And
yeah,
Here's why it's so important, or one reason why, I should say. AFN estimates if one family of four doesn't respond to the census, that reduces funding by about $14,000 every year for their community.
Hmm.
So take 10 minutes to answer 10 questions, and that impacts 10 years of funding, because they only do the census every 10 years.
Okay, do you happen to know why is it cut short by a month?
I'm not sure. And that's
really
something that we oppose. I saw that ABCP oppose it, and a number of other organizations. Call the congressional delegation, your senators and representatives. Call the governor's office. Let them know that you oppose the deadline. You'd like it to be extended.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantee anything will happen, but at least we'll be speaking up. So here's how people can complete the census. Go to the website, 2020census.gov. That's 2020census.gov. Or call 844-330-2020. That's 844-330-2020. And again, this has a significant impact. So please, everyone, complete the census. Help your neighbor if they haven't done it. Help your fellow elders. Very important to do so. It sounds like you were going to ask a question, Dan.
Oh, no. I thought that was such a good example. One family of four does not respond equals $14,000 a loss, and for the for the funding that gets allotted, because a lot of funding is allotted based on population, and if you don't, if your population appears lower than it really is, then your federal dollars is going to be lower than it ought to be. And then the struggle begins. So, and I wanted to say, I did the census online. It takes like just a few minutes. It's so simple. You just click the boxes that, you know, that describe your household, and then it's done. So,
and it's confidential. It's all confidential.
Right. Right. So,
so
that's
super
good.
Easy to do.
And I'll say that website and that number again too later in the show. So thank you for providing that phone. Now the phone number, if they call it, they can do the census on over the phone. Is that what that is?
That's my understanding. Yes.
Okay.
I haven't tried it myself like you. I did that online, but I also recognize that living here in Anchorage, getting online is a lot easier than out in the YK.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thank you for that. We will. I'll repeat that again. All right. Thanks, Tom.
Bicha. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to an anonymous caller. Good morning, anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you happy?
Yes, I am. And you'll probably add just a little more happiness to the day.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Today's. I'm going to assume it's Monday.
Is this like a because Monday's a holiday?
I really don't know.
I don't care really. Oh, okay.
Monday, holidays are just holidays. The best kind of holidays when you come to your birthday. That's the best holiday there is.
Oh, okay.
Well, along with that, I don't know what you guys were talking about, but I it's like about 100 radio Fridays that I never called, and I'm...
Yeah, you haven't called in a while.
Yeah, and then I was wondering if there's disco tricks in Bethel. I never been there for like 100 years.
No, but there are no discotheques in Bethel. You would, yeah. You'd be all alone in that.
Yeah, and if there was one, I'd probably burn the house down with one dance move.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you used to go to discotheques back in the day?
Back in the day, I was the daddy, the grandpa, and the inventions of different kinds of moves that intrigued the opposite matchmakers.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, then I'm going to be 65 pretty soon, and that's kind of scary. But I'm still kicking, and I don't listen to radio hardly anymore. But I'm talking to. It's been like 100 Fridays since I never called your guys' radio station, and I'm. And I want to let the world know that I am still kicking.
And you still have discotheque on your mind.
Yes. And out of the blue, I had me some seizures that out of the blue, it just came to me for no reason. And I am not perfect at all. You know, nobody is. And if there's one person that is, I feel like we've been cheated out. That's how I feel. But I have to accept what came to me and what's going to happen in the future. But I don't. I just take my life 1 minute at a time now since I'm getting up there, getting old. Are you still there?
I am. But you're not. You're not too old to throw a few dance moves down if you had to. You still got it. I can hear it in your voice. You still got it.
Thank you so much, and I hope to have some over here in my hometown of Argoola. They just when I first year went just going around here, it was like boring, and it got better as soon as I gave my cell phone with good music and stuff like that, and they just love to watch just seem like they watch right through you. It seems as though the opposite sex. Anyway, then I want to let the world know that I am still kicking. I had maybe two or three seizures that I never had in my life, and they're medicating me for that. I really don't want to take them, but it's for my longevity. And I'm getting old slowly, and I don't want that, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, we're all in that together. Right. Everybody's on that same journey. Getting older. Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like it's been about 100 years since I called the radio station to Bob. Oh, I remember that guy.
I do.
I heard him on the radio.
Yes.
And
that's what people are saying.
And I know it's going to probably be another 100 Fridays till I call
no.
you again.
No, don't let it be that long.
I'm getting a little emotional, and I would like to thank the world for hearing me out.
Well, that's really sweet. I'm so glad you called, and don't wait 100 Fridays for the next call. Okay?
As soon as a good subject comes out in my heart, not from my brain or my mind, only from my heart, then I will let the world know that I am still kicking.
That's beautiful.
And I'm pretty sure that a lot of people recognize my voice and stuff like that. And they see that the emotions are coming out. There's a little bit of tears running down my eyes. And I want to let the world know that I am still kicking.
Well, I'm glad you are. And I think people are enjoying hearing your voice. So thank you so much for calling.
And thank you for allowing me to express myself. In a little bit of theory, right? But
okay.
I will get better. I promise you that.
You're okay.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And drive carefully like me so you could see tomorrow.
I will. I promise. All right. You have a wonderful afternoon, okay?
Yeah, you too, and have a good night.
Yeah. Uh-oh. The disco's starting.
Okay.
All right. Talk
Bye.
To you later. Bye. Oh, that was really nice. I'm so glad that he called. We have, no time left now. We're going to go into a small break, and that's usually when we hear the gentle sound of the music, and you get that, it's kind of that urge to go to your sink and wash your hands for some strange reason, but go ahead. All right, you're listening to the Talk Line on 640 AM, and we'll be back in a minute or two.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or Board of Directors.
AVCP's Benefits Division offers a variety of services including energy assistance, TANF, and burial assistance. Workforce and Benefits Navigators are available in 33 tribal job centers across Waikei Delta to help you determine the services you qualify for. More information is available by contacting your AVCP Navigator at your nearest tribal job center or the AVCP's Benefits Division at 543-8650 or avcp.org. This message sponsored by the Association of Village Council Presidents.
Alaskami Pulri to Jukri Ngot Kali Kiwishkun. Imi Reluden online Hwasu Ayak Tsuku Imi Ran Kali Kiwishkun, Fax Sakun Hwasu Emailagun. Imi Rakat Kali Kiwishkun to Juksik Jutun Unakumar Kawut Kulni Runrani to Juksik Bailgata. Nasan Rit Vizari Kuvit Ikairu Kuvit Su Imi Rishpni, Chattait Sutkun to Juksik Kahpun and Kayaga who Division of Elections Hwani. 907-270-2700/absentee-ballot/Alaska. Unakingunungkhtukhwagan, the Association of Village Council Presidents.
Hi everyone, welcome back. I think we have open lines. I'd like to give a shout out to Alyssa, who's the new JV at KYUK, and she is learning how to work the board. So I'm watching her through the window. Oh, she has a little smiley face. And welcome to Bethel. And I know that JVs, they're wonderful people. They populate a lot of our agencies and, you know, really provide good backup and help with running organizations, so we really appreciate them. Yeah, so, and she has a really beautiful bandana on. All right, I'm going to go to a Tundra Drums announcement that ONC office is closing at 1 o'clock today for Labor Day weekend and will reopen on Tuesday. There will be no senior lunch delivery on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, Guyana from ONC. And I have and just so you know, we have open lines right now, so feel free to call in. I'm going to read an email real quick. I have a little hard time understanding the email, so I'm going to read it exactly as it is. It's just a sentence. The email goes like this. Do you know the story of the Trojan horse? Not any different than political campaigns, everyone. On November 3rd, everyone can vote out untruths. Okay. So thank you for that email. And our lines are open. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we're going to go to Ruth from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Yesterday's talk show was very, very important. I wish it was both in English and Yupik, because it was in Yupik. And it was how to raise a child, how to raise children. And I was telling them I wish it was both in English and Yupik, because it's the Yupik speakers only understood it and not the younger people that always speak in English.
Okay.
How to raise children is so important. If things like that happen, I wish they could do it both in English and Yupik, because it's a great topic, and it was a really great topic, and I know some young people that don't speak in Yupik fully didn't understand it.
Oh, okay.
And I really wish those kinds of important talks would be in both English and Yupik.
Yeah, okay, Ruth. I'm going to pass that on. But one thing, was there anything in particular that stood out for you from that show that you really liked hearing about raising children?
Yeah, some things like if you keep listening to your child, everything that they want to do, spoiling them.
Mm-hmm.
They will be spoiled, you know, all their lives. They'll want everything. Raising them, not hollering at them,
mm-hmm.
but talk to them in a good way, you know, not hollering or putting them down, but also to praise them when they do good stuff. And those are great topic yesterday.
Oh, good.
And I wish it goes on in both languages. I hope it happens sometime soon like that. Okay, thanks. Okay.
Thank you, Ruth.
Bye.
Glad you called.
Bye.
All right. Awesome. All right, we're going to go to another caller from Bethel, Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I wanted to call and see, I'm 91 years old.
Oh my.
And my words disappear while I'm talking, and sometimes I don't know.
Take your time.
How to finish my story or my appreciation. But this call is in regards to my surprise yesterday from the Peets family, Lemma and Jim Peets family. Their firstborn son had caught a moose.
Oh.
And they brought me almost half of the moose yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I was so, so happy and glad, and
oh, Mary.
I couldn't say my thank yous just the one time. So I'm still thanking you guys for thinking of me, and wish your son more special ways of hunting and all that, and all the good things that are in his mind and brain. And I thank him for not forgetting a traditional way of living. And thank you very much. And I have another question.
Sure.
Since this alcohol is getting tremendous, so available in Bethel, I thought they were supposed to control, somebody's supposed to control the coming over here at the airport. Or somebody's supposed to be in charge of how many and all that, but it's just like liquor stores open around here every day. Same people. And now our young people are getting involved. And why doesn't somebody do something about importation, about this alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people talk about Bethel being a nice place. I was born and raised here. But what they're saying about Bethel being nice and livable, it's not anymore. We have to keep our doors locked all times. And so much drinking. My kids, their kids, and pretty soon it's going to be their kids. My two of my grandchildren, the firstborns of their families, my daughter's son, and my granddaughter's son, living here in my house. I don't mind them. So as long as I can talk to them and let them be what they want to be. But I forbid alcohol in my house. I don't let nobody smelling like alcohol in here. So I hope I'm teaching my grandkids, the boys, the right way of living. And I hope they grow into it so they could show everybody that they can do it. I always tell people that they can do it because I did it out of the blue. I quit drinking long time ago in 1950-60.
Oh, wow.
And my husband passed away in 71, undergoing heart surgery in Seattle, and left me with 14 children. My youngest one was 3 years old, and I had to quit work because I didn't want them to go into things that I didn't appreciate. And then my mother, who was living right next door from me, she cared so much. She told me that she could watch my kids since he's retired from hospital, and I could go to work. So I went to work at the hospital and worked there for 2.5 years. I was working before that at the old jail for 10 years. And when I was working at the hospital, a person from LKSD came by offering me a job. And I said, at first I said no. And she said, "But Mary, look at this and listen to this. They'll pay you 2 times more than what you're making here." So I jumped into it, and I worked there for 23 years.
Wow.
29 years.
Huh.
And I'm living here in my house with my 3 kids. One lives in her own house here in Bethel, and the rest are in Anchorage and Southeast. But I keep real close contact with them. And but for this alcohol, somebody do something. And I hear now that there's 2 stores of drugs, marijuana stores. Gosh,
yeah.
How's people going to find jobs when these things are available? Because they have to test their urine before they give them a job and all that. I feel sorry for my people, but somebody really should stand up and do something.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Mary,
thank you.
Mary, can I just say I'm so glad that you called, and I really listened to every word you just said. So thank you so much, and I hope you'll think about calling again because I think it would be nice to hear from you more.
Hey! anybody ever told me that? Thank you.
I'm telling you now.
Okay.
Enjoy your moose.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did already.
Oh, good.
Last night I cooked some. I think it fried.
Oh, fried. Okay. I was going to ask you, what is the first dish you were going to make with that moose? And you fried it last night.
Right.
Was it delicious?
No, it was. Everybody, even the boys, said after they tasted it, it tastes like steak, regular steak.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Right.
Okay, Mary, I hope you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was Mary, 91 years old. Sounds great. We're going to go to another caller from Bethel. John, good morning, John.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. How are you?
I cannot express everything that Mary talked about, and she makes more sense than everybody I know in terms of her age. She's seen it, done it, and gone through it all. In terms of when we had this problem before, the registered voters voted out the alcohol and voted in the marijuana. So Bethel went from wet status to damp status. You still can bring alcohol in, but not as the same quantities as before where it was brought in by the barge loan. So we're still having, you know, alcohol issues, but now, and then we got the marijuana stores. Like I said, it was up to the registered voters to get rid of the liquor stores, which happened, but we went from wet status to damp status, meaning you're allowed to bring in alcohol but a certain amount every month. And then people voted in the marijuana stores. All I could say is it was all up to the registered voters, the way things are currently and how things are running. Also, there's been a lot of successful moose hunters, and they're still hunting, and they're people are doing good and helping each other. And the other pet peeve I have, again, like I stated before, was these four-wheelers on the state highway and the city roads, especially on the state highway. I know there's a state law pertaining to ATVs not allowed on the state highway. So, like I said before, why do we always have to wait for an accident to happen to start enforcing stuff? We shouldn't have to get to that point. Makes no sense.
Yeah, I was thinking because the road has been repaired, I do see cars driving a lot faster than they used to. So I think there is more risk going on, and I've seen four-wheelers. And like you, I've seen four-wheelers on the road, four-wheelers with kids.
The state statute regarding state highways that are operated, run, and maintained by the state of Alaska, there's a law pertaining no ATVs on any state highway. That includes Chief Eddie Halpin Highway. So, you know, I don't know what the problem is, but, you know, in Bethel, you know, we always wait for something tragic to happen, then start enforcing it. And then I appreciate the City of Bethel mandating the COVID-19 testing at the airport, which was backed up by YKHC and ABCP Inc. Without those entities, without us speaking up and saying something, stuff like this needs to happen, and there's a reason why for what we do. And Bethel is unique in its own way, but just because we're a second-class city doesn't mean we can't make mandates and enforce stuff that need to be protect this community and the 56 villages in this region.
Gotcha, yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there. Good morning. Have a safe weekend, and be safe out there hunting. Good morning.
Good morning. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Oi. Hello. I'm going to go ahead to an email. I think a call's coming in, but I'll do an email. This is an anonymous email, and it goes like this. If AVCP Inc. is supposed to advocate for our tribes in the region, why didn't they take the lead in helping all tribes with this CARES Act? I would be very interested in hearing from their CEO. AVCP should be in the forefront on this pandemic and look out for all tribes. Okay, thank you for your email. If you would like to send information or an opinion on something or an announcement via the email, you can do that by emailing radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your email over the air. You can be anonymous with those as well as with your calls. Okay. Okay, our lines are open, and I also wanted to, I think I had another email, but it looks, oh, there it is. Okay. Okay, I guess I messed up somebody's email. I'm going to read this again. And it says, thanks for screwing up an email with a good message, the host, meaning me. People all over the country thought it was pretty good. In case you need an explanation, the horse was full of soldiers. Campaigns of politics are like Trojan horses, only full of lies. My email, was addressed to you, not Talkline. Okay. I think I just have misunderstood how the emails are going here. And just an announcement that on Monday, there will be, because it's a holiday, there'll be no talk shows. There'll be no news or live talk shows on KYUK. So that's because Monday, it's a holiday. So we have a 3-day weekend coming up. Let me just ask Gabby or Alyssa, am I supposed to read? Was that an email? Oh, it's a caller? Oh, a caller called and left a message? Okay. So a caller left a message, and the message is, people are worried about the dust it will create and the asbestos that will be spread. Don't use explosives. Now, I think that's in reference to old BIA, and so some concern about the dust and what will be if they use explosives to remove those buildings. Okay, yeah, thank you for that, caller, leaving a message. And I think that I've cleared out all the emails. So we have another caller from Bethel, Ivan. Good morning, Ivan. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, Ivan.
Oh, good sorry, morning. Ivan. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad Mary Ivan called our elder.
Oh.
And I totally agree with her. And the mayor and city council knows about the present Philly pizza owner and this governor here doing curbside pickup, and he's not following the rules. This present owner at the pizza, he's abusing it. As he did that first one in the alcohol board knows about it, and the mayor and city council. And then one thing I noticed when I went to go dump trash, holy cow, there are a lot of empty bear cases in that dumpster. Before I could take a picture, they dumped it. So that tells me he's abusing it. So, and these bootleggers too, supposed to be a felony for what they're doing. And maybe we need them U.S. Marshals here to make alcohol and drug arrests. Yeah, Mary's right. We need to do something about it. And being Bethel our home, and Mary's right. This is our home. We are don't need this. And I'm glad the elder promotes sobriety, and that's our native way of life. Alcohol and drugs ain't our way of life. And this, I hope the 56 villages are listening, and the president and the AVCP board. We got to do something about this alcohol and drug problem. We need to get on the road for sobriety movement again. It's getting out of hand. And I'm glad Mary called, and we're elders. We got to step in and put them shoes on being elders and promote sobriety. And I think that Mary's right. 100% right. It's getting out of hand. And in closing, good luck to you hunters that are still out there. And I see whole families. And I see little boys still doing their part, just like Mary said. Guayana, and good morning, and thanks for giving my opinion. And Guayana, KYUK, and Guayana, Diane.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you called, Yvonne.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
All right. So we're going to go to Nick. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. This is Nick from Dropbox, and I was just standing up so I can just say, being very thankful for the health aides or the ladies that came up Monday morning to do the COVID testing from RANIAC. That was very, very wonderful. I'm very thankful, and it sure looks like there was a good turnout. So, you know, to YK and And yeah, because AIDS, thank you very much.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you, Nick. Have a good day. Okay. Right there. So we have a few minutes left of the show, so that's time for you to squeeze in a call if you want to, or send a quick email. You can call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also use our 800 number, 995-8954, and you can email at radio@kyuk.org. Excuse me. So we had some wonderful calls today. A whole range of topics from COVID testing to concerns about alcohol in the community of Bethel, ATVs and four-wheelers on the nice new highway, ongoing work at old BIA, removing those buildings. Okay, we're going to go to Howard from Bethel. Good morning, Howard.
Hello. Let me turn my phone on radio. You know, it's really hard to sit there and listen to people that won't think of any other way to find ways to make money for Bethel. I'm sorry that they feel that way. How else are we going to do it? You're going to tax more people? You pay, how much more are you going to pay on sugar products, you know? And there's so many things that how do you got to start someplace and start teaching your own family. How do you start speaking to your personal family and telling them, don't, you know, abuse this here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stop it? You know, they won't do it. You see them out there talking to people? They don't. I'm out there, I'm telling them, you know, don't abuse this, don't do it in public, and don't walk around gallivanting with your jug, showing and drinking in public. And it's not Bethel people. It's the Shawn village that come here, and they won't listen. And another thing, how do we control this COVID and coronavirus when people are just galloping around like there's nothing's happening, you know? There's no disease. How do we go about telling people? You know, you go to church and speak to people, and you go out there and you try and make them happy, you know, try and make them feel good.
Yeah, Howard, you're asking critical questions that are really.
I'm sure I am.
Yeah,
I'd like you to be fair with everybody.
Yeah.
Don't let if I speak with my family and there are certain things that come up, you stop me. You should do the same with everybody else. Then. The same way, you know.
Oh, sure. It's just we're coming to the end of the show. So.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I do.
So thank you.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
Right.
Much respect. All right. Well, that ends our show. We kind of came to the end there. Thank you, everyone, for calling. Really important information shared on Talkline, and we appreciate that. And I will look to hear from you next Friday. Have a great weekend.